thank God for the privilege that I had of being brought up in a Christian home. My mum and dad and many members of my family were saved. So from an early age, I knew that I was a sinner and how the Lord loved me so much that he died on the cross to forgive me of my sin. But I knew that there was like a bridge in my life. God was on one side and I was on the other side because my sin was between us. And at the age of 7, in my own bedroom, in my own home, I asked the Lord Jesus to be my Lord and Saviour of my life. I can't really remember much about primary school, but I remember I was coming up to summer holidays and me and my little sister was excited about going away on holiday to Spain. Shortly when we arrived after that, my dad took ill and then later he died. I remember coming back to school and everyone was talking about being away and what they'd done during the summer with their mum and dad and stuff. I found that very hard. But I remember in P7, passed 11 plus, so you failed. So I didn't pass 11 plus, so I went to the failed high. And from the very outset, I took my stand as a Christian. The people said I was a Christian, and I got involved in scripture in school to help in Scripture Union, maybe sharing a word of testimony or maybe saying what a verse meant to me. At that stage, I was also involved in Raffery Presbyterian. I was in the Girls' Brigade, and I also helped in the Youth Fellowship there as well. And through secondary school, through reading the Word of God and praying, and through different people speaking, I saw the need to follow the Lord Jesus in the water of baptism. So then I was baptized, and then later on I became a member of St. Paul Baptist. And growing through secondary school, you would ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I might have told you that I wanted to be a hairdresser or a physiotherapist. But I knew the importance of seeking God's will and guidance. And I always liked art, but I'm not very good at drawing houses and trees and people, but I can draw Disney characters. So I then decided that I wanted to go to the College of Business Studies to do a bakery. I don't know whether it was a 2-year bakery course and 3-year wedding cake design. It was one or the other. So college, they say school is the best days of your life, but it is. College was a real eye-opener. I wasn't only just the only Christian in my class this time, I was the only Protestant as well. And one particular girl in my class made it very difficult and very hard. But yeah, again, the Lord provided a Christian lecturer in the college as well. And I also got very involved in church as well. I would help a lot in the children's meeting, tract distribution. I would help in CEF camps and 5-day clubs as well. Because there's so many people out there and they don't know about Jesus and they won't hear if we don't tell them. And you know, I feel the importance of, you know, the responsibility of telling people about Jesus. And when I was at college, I did have opportunities to be able to share with these Roman Catholic people as well. So when I was going through college, I had this desire to start my own business. So I spoke to my mum about it and she said, I think you'd be better getting experience of working out in the world first. And I did this and continued to pray about it. And I asked the Lord to give me 6 shops and he gave me 8. And I was like doubting Thomas. I knew that it was important because if the Lord wasn't in it, it wouldn't be worthwhile. And so then I prayed again and he gave me more than I asked for. And then again I prayed. So the third time I decided to start my own business. I have failed the Lord many times, but the Lord has never let me down. He's no disappointment. And you know, you've heard David's desire and James' desire to go and serve the Lord, because the Lord does so much for us day and daily, and it's so little time that we can give back to the Lord. And you know, if you're in here tonight and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour of your life, you know, behold now is the accepted time, behold now is the day of salvation. You know, we know not what a day may bring forth. You know, you say, oh, Janelle, I have plenty of time. You know, you may have that chance of a deathbed salvation, but you know, not everyone has that chance. And you know, even if you're listening on the website, you know, each one of us will stand before God on Judgment Day, and how sad it would be to say, depart from me, I never knew you. There's only one of 2 places where you will spend eternity, heaven with the Lord or with the devil, and no one wants to go there. But that shows you the Lord Jesus was despised and rejected by man, but nothing held him back. His love was so great for you. And you know, I would urge you to think about where you're going to spend eternity.